Beginning on Daf Masechta Yevamah, Mes Daf Samaches. Begin on the second line of the Tab of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion and the Mishnah of the previous Daf. And the Mishnah told us that the following individuals are Paislin v'loy Machilin, and that is because of them, the women that they have a relationship with will, if they're Bas Kohen, will be possible from eating Truma, and if they're Bas Yisrael, will be v'loy Machilin, that they won't be able to have enough authority to have them eat Truma because of them. And the Gemara continues quoting from the Mishnah and elaborating on the specifics of that case. So the Mishnah said, Ve'hacheresh, regarding a deaf mute, he's also one of those individuals that will be paislin, v'loy machilin, like a double-edged sword. Either way, it's not going to be strong enough to feed, and it's also going to be bad enough to cause that woman to not be able to eat any more truma. As the Gemara explains, Ibas kohen li'Yisrael hi, if there's a daughter from a kohen, where in a father's house, when she was single, she was able to eat truma, who now she's getting married to a cheresh, who is a non-kohen, well, that's what pasala. That's what we say that he's going to invalidate her now. She can't eat truma anymore. And that's a rabbinic halacha. Because rabbinically, there is an acquisition that the cheresh has in this marriage that he's having with this bas kohen. And that is, although really a cheresh is considered as someone that doesn't have das, hence he cannot make a kinyan, but rabbinically, as the Gemara will explain on Daf Kuf Yud Beis and Mabeis, that Rabbanu wanted to allow him to have a marriage, because biblically he cannot, because he doesn't have das. But rabbinically, there is such a type of a marriage. Hence, rabbinically, he has acquired her, and therefore she's not anymore in her father's household. So the fact that she's married to a non-kohen invalidates her from truma. Now, v'im bas Yisrael l'kohenhi, however, if let's say she's the daughter from a non-kohen who gets married to a cheresh who is a kohen, lo yimachal. Here he's not strong enough, although even rabbinically we're saying he's acquiring her as a wife, because kinyan kasbam rachmanam. The Torah tells us biblically that she has to be the acquisition of his money, v'haylav bar kinyanu, and biblically he cannot be kind to her because he doesn't have das. So although rabbinically there is, but that again is a double-edged sword, it's only going to cause a psul, but it's not going to be strong enough to be Michael because she's not actually, as the Torah says, she has to be kinyan kasbam. Now, the next case in the Mishnah was Uben Tesha Shanim V'chulu, regarding a 9-year-old boy. There, he's also going to be placed on Loi Mechilin. So the Gemara says, Kasal G'daitech, the assumption of what this case was talking about, what does it mean, 9-year-old boy? You have to be an adult to do Kedushin. So it was assumed that B'Shemeris Yavim L'Ben Tesha V'yem Echad, that it was talking about, when does a 9-year-old boy ever come into consideration as a relationship with a woman to say that he's placed on Loi Mechilin? It's talking about a Yavam, where her husband died without any children, and the brother was a 9-year-old boy. And that is what we're saying, that he never cohabited with her, but as a state of Shemeres Yavam, the fact that he's 9 years old will invalidate her from Truma, if let's say he's not if he's not a Kohen, and he's also Loi Machilin, even if he is a Kohen. So the Gemara wonders, Lamai, exactly for what halacha would we be specifying a special case in the Mishnah regarding a 9-year-old boy? If you're saying that it's for, let's say, because there's two components of Paisim Loi Machilin, if you're saying that the Chiddush is that although that a 9-year-old boy, his Bia in Halach is considered cohabitation, and therefore the fact that there is a Zika, there's a bond of Yibin between him and the Avama, should go ahead and make her puzzle because he's a Bani Yisrael. The fact that she's a daughter of a Kohen, she gets invalidated now because she can't go back home, because she's still tied to this Yavam, who, as long as he's 9 years old, his Zika is a full-fledged Zika because he's a Ben Yavam. On that, the Gemara asks, Katan Nami Mifsal Pasal, you don't have to have that as Bia should have a Bia to invalidate her from the Truma of her father's house, because even a 4-year-old boy, the fact that the Torah tells us, as we explained in the previous daf, by a Shemeris Yavim, it says, V'shaveh el beis avio, that she goes back to her father's house, and if she didn't have any children from her non-Kohen husband, then she could continue eating Truma. Now, however, even if he's 4 years old, there's still a Zika bond. She might have to wait till he's 9 or 12 or 13, whatever it is, to then consummate that relationship. But there is that bond, and therefore, even a 4-year-old, this halacha would have applied, if we're telling you the case of Shemeris Yavim, to say that the Zika is there to invalidate her, because she still cannot have Bishab al Beis Avia. She's bound to the Yavam. Now, and if you're going to say that the reason why we said a 9-year-old boy was to say a Chiddush the other way, Li'achule, regarding the consumption of eating Truma, meaning not the case of Paisan, but regarding the case of Loi Machilin, and that we would tell you that, wait a second, even though he's 9 and that he's fit for cohabitation, still he won't be able to feed his Yevama that he's bound to, although let's say he's a Kohen and she's a Bas Yisrael. But that the Gemara asks, even Gadol, even a real adult, Namiloy Michael, even then the Yavam doesn't feed her in that state of Shemeris Yavam, because as we explained in the previous daf regarding the case of Yavam, she's not his Kinyan Kasboy. It's like the Gemara said, it's Kinyan Achivu. So we already said the Chiddush regarding a regular Shemeris Yavam, that's a Gadol, in the beginning of the Mishnah, so what would be the purpose of saying it regarding a 9-year-old boy? So either way, it's difficult. If the case is talking about, which it would seem like that's the only place of relevance regarding a 9-year-old boy, which is the age when he matures that his bia is considered bia, again, but that's not relevant for marriage because he's not an adult. So where would what he's doing have an impact? It would be by case of Yibum. But for Yibum, we're saying either when, it doesn't make sense why it's 9-year-old boy. If regarding Paislin, even a 3-year-old boy would be Paislin, because the Zika would hold her back from going back to her father's household. And if it's regarding to Ein Machilin, well, that we already said a chiddush even by an adult that Ein Machilin. So definitely it wouldn't work by a 9-year-old. So rather, Amar Abaye, he says, Hacha b'yavim ben tesha shanim b'yemechad. You're right, we're talking about in the context of Yibum, where that would be the application, that he's a 9-year-old boy. But it's talking about habo al yavim teheskina. Not like the case that we spoke about by the Shemeris Yavam, where nothing was done yet, it's just the Zika that's creating the problem. Here he actually cohabited with the Yavama. Now, had he been an adult, so that would have been the end of the story. It would have been a consummation of the relationship of Yibum, and she would be eating truma now. On that, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is telling us that even though d'midrashe kanya lo, although biblically, that yes, he's kainahar. Now Rashi clarifies that when it says the case of Paislin, it says all these different cases in the Mishnah of Ha'ubur, the Yavam, the Erisin, the Cheresh. So those cases of Paislin, where we said that all of them are included and that they invalidate and they're not Machilin, Rashi says the way Abai is interpreting is only going on the other cases. On the case of Ubur or of a Yavam that doesn't do Bia or the Erisin, the Cheresh. But regarding this case of the 9-year-old boy, the 9-year-old Yavam, that it's not talking about. Because regarding that case, we said regarding Paislin, that would be even, we said, even the 3-year-old boy. So rather, it's going on this case of Ve'ein Machilin. And the Chiddush of it is, because Sokhatat, I mean, we would have thought to say, Hail Midaraisa Kanyalais, biblically, that's a full-fledged Kenyan, Ubiyasebiya, and that's because his Bia is a good cohabitation. So if a 9-year-old boy is born the Yavama, so that should be the end of the story, and she should be his wife, and she should be able to eat Truma. And therefore, Emaloichel, we would think to say that she could eat Truma. Kamashwalan, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Asu Bias Benteshon Biyam Echad, what the Chacham did is that they qualified the cohabitation of a 9-year-old Yavam, Kamaimer Begadol, like what Maimer is by an adult. And therefore, that's not going to qualify to allow the Yavama to be able to eat Truma. Because although biblically it is, but as what Chacham considered, since he's not an adult, it will only make it into like a mimer, and therefore, since it's not a full-fledged Kenyan Kasboy, she's not going to be able to eat Truma. Now, on that, Amalei Rava. Rava asked in the Bais interpretation, I hachi, if that's the case, that the way you're interpreting this case of the 9-year-old boy is only because of the one of the two categories of Eina Meichel, so then why does the Mishnah have to teach in the Seifa, the Ketani that we learned? It said, and then as an addendum to this case, the Mishnah said, Safik ben teshon abiyim echad. Let's say it's doubtful. We don't know if this Yavam is 9-year-old or Safik she'in, or maybe he's not 9-year-old. So that the Mishnah was saying that he'll have a halacha like a 9-year-old Yavam too, for whatever the ramifications of that case is. Now, that is what Rava asked Nabaya. Hashta vade ben tesle Michael. You said the description of this case of the 9-year-old boy is not regarding Paisel. It was regarding that he doesn't have the ability, although biblically he really should, but Chachamim equated the bia of a 9-year-old Yavam like a Maimer, which is not all the way there. So therefore we said that he cannot feed the Yavama. So Safik Mabaya? So would you entertain to think that if we're not sure if he's 9, maybe he's still 8, that then he could be Michael Truma? In other words, if you said that it was on the case of Paislin, that he's already at an age where he could invalidate her and not allow her to anymore eat Truma. So you'd say the Chiddush would be that even if he's maybe 8, but maybe he's 9 too, so he would invalidate. But Abaye's interpretation was saying that's not the case it's talking about. Because that would be even a 3-year-old. It's talking about only regarding that he's not like an adult, that his bia would allow her to eat. Well, if that's the case, so of course, if he's not, maybe not even nine, where his bia might not even be a bia, of course he cannot go ahead and have her eat truma with his bia. So what would be the Mishnah be mechadish to us, telling us by saying that the same would be even if it's a suffik ben test? So Elam Rava, rather Rava says, actually, the case of the nine-year-old Yavam is not talking about a Yavam, and it's not talking about the case that Abaye said of Ein Machil. It's actually talking about the other case of Paislam. He says, what we're talking about over here is Beben Tesh Hashanah B'Yem Echad. You're right, it's a nine-year-old boy. Dehanach Pesulam Ketani. We're talking about of those individuals that are considered invalid. For example, a Mamzer or a Nosin. Now, as Rashi explains, Rava's interpretation is going on the fact of that he could invalidate the Bas Koyen and not talking about the case of Veloy Machilin. That's not going on the case of the nine-year-old boy. Rather, that's going on the other cases of Uber and Yavim and Erison and Cherish. And what we're telling you is the Pasli Bibiyasa. If a nine-year-old boy who's from those people that are invalid, let's say he's a nine-year-old Mamzer or a nine-year-old from the people of the Nesinim, if he cohabits with this woman, this Bas Koyen, he goes and he invalidates her. Where just by having cohabitation, he makes her invalid for kahuna. Okay, the town like Lena Brysa. Ben Tesh Hashanah B'Yem Echad, if you have a nine-year-old boy, that is a ger amoini, an amoini ger that converted from the people of amoini, umayavi, and from the people of moyav, where they are forbidden to enter the kahal, the congregation of the Jewish people, even if they converted. The Torah tells us they cannot enter, so therefore that gives them the qualification as psulim, or Mitzri, that's an Egyptian, Va'adoimi, or an Adoimi convert, where up until the third generation, there's a positive commandment, they shouldn't enter into the Kehilat Klal Yisrael. Or a Kuti, where that's a prohibition of Lois Eschatibam, as Rashi says, that because this Mandam in the Braisa considers the Kutim as Geir Arroyis, that they weren't really true converts, hence they're really from the seven forbidden nations. Or Nasin, from the Nasinim, or Ho'osa, not allowed to come into the Kehilat. Or Chalal, which is a those which are not possible to marry into the Jewish people, but they are possible for kahuna purposes, umamzer, or illegitimate child. So regarding all these psulim, even if he's 9 years old, shabo al kahenis levi of Israelis, that the Brisa tells us if they cohabited with either a bas kohen or bas levi or bas Yisrael, that paslua, that they this just the cohabitation invalidates these women, and that is if let's say she's a bas kohen, she can't eat any more truma from her father's household. If she's a Levi or Israelis, she cannot marry into kahuna ever again because she's considered an apostle, which is not allowed for a kohen to marry like a zayna. And therefore, Rava says that's the chiddush of our Mishnah of a nine-year-old boy, that what are we saying? That his bia is enough to be paislin. Has nothing to do with emachim because obviously they're not feeding, they're not a kahanim. But what we're saying is that they will invalidate a woman with their bia. And that's what the Mishnah is saying, that even if maybe it's not even a nine-year-old boy, maybe it's eight, but out of the doubt, l'chumra, stringently we say that that will also invalidate this woman from kahuna. Now, on that the Gemara asks, but v'homadiktani seifa, from the fact that we learned that from the end of this Mishnah, which a lot of times we have a Mishnah here, and then the second half, as it is on the coming daf, on daf samach tes, it's called the end of this Mishnah, where it's a continuation of the theme of the previous Mishnah. The coming Mishnah tells us, Im Einan Ruyin Love Be Yisrael, meaning it's a continuation of these types of categories, and let's say it's someone that's not fit to enter into the Jewish people, which are like the category of people we just spoke about, Hare Elo Paislim, so they will invalidate, as we said, that there are certain people that are Paislim, Bolei Machilin. Then the coming Mishnah says certain people are not Pasal and not Machilin. So then it says that if it's someone that's not allowed to enter into the Jewish congregation, well then, Harei L'Paisim, they will invalidate the woman that they cohabit with. Now, that the Gemara asks, Machlal, well, the inference would be that the Reisha, meaning that our Mishnah, the previous Mishnah, is Lav B'Psul Naskin. It's not talking about those that are invalid of entering into the Kehila, because it sounds like that we didn't hear about this Halach yet, and that the Mishnah HaSamach Tes is teaching us. But according to Rava's interpretation, the case of the nine-year-old boy is exactly talking about the case of Psulin, and that it even applies to a nine-year-old boy. So why would the Mishnah on that the coming Mishnah say as if we didn't say that before? So the Gemara answers, there's two types of psulim, and therefore there's our Mishnah and the coming Mishnah. Reisha, our Mishnah is talking about psuli kahal, the case of those that are forbidden to enter into Kehila, like Yeramayni, Mayavi, Mitzri, Adami, they can't marry anyone in the Jewish people that's considered from the Kehila of the Jewish people. Seifa is psuli kuhuna. The next Mishnah that was talking about of the ones that are not ruined, La'ovah B'Yisrael, was referring to a chalal, who is allowed to marry into the Jewish people, but just not into kahuna. Now, as Rashi says, although the coming Mishnah's words are She'enu ruin lovi b'Yisrael, what as the Gemara is obviously answering, that really means into kahuna, not into the Jewish people. And the reason is that from our Mishnah, we would have thought only psulik kahal are going to create a psul in the woman that they have cohabitation with, because they're forbidden to the whole Jewish people. But the bia of a chol, I would have thought to say that will not invalidate the woman that he's having cohabitation with to make her into a psula for kahuna. That's why we needed the coming Mishnah, Daf Samachtes, to say that not only psulik kahal, but even psulik kahuna, which is more specific subcategory, if they have cohabitation with the woman, will invalidate her from kahuna and consider her as a psula. So now the Gemara discusses what we had introduced as a braisa for Rava's interpretation for what the case of the 9-year-old boy was. So it said, Gufa, said that Bentesh Shonabiyam Echad regarding a 9-year-old boy and one day. So if he's a Gera Maini or Mayavi or Mitzri or Vadoimi or a Kuti or a Nasin or a Chal or a Mamzer, Shabal Kahenis Leviv Israelis, that cohabited with any one of the Jewish women. So that, as we said before, Paslan, then invalidates that meaning for, let's say, regarding the Bas Kayin, she can't eat any more Chuma from her father's household, and moreover, she wouldn't be able to marry into Kuna, and the Leviv Israelis would be forbidden. Obviously, they're not eating Chuma because their fathers are not Kahanim, but they wouldn't be able to marry Kahanim anymore. Now, another opinion, Rabbi Yosi Omer, he says, Kol Shazari Pasl, he says, wherever it is that that person's child is invalid, well then Pasl, then he could invalidate. Kol She'ein Zari Pasl, wherever his own children are not Pasl, then ain't a Pasl, then although he might be in what the Tanna Kama had said are those who are invalid, but if his child, that person's own child is not invalid, then he won't invalidate the woman that he's cohabiting with. Shimim Leilaimer, he says, Kol She'ein Nisi Bite, if any case that is that these individuals that we're speaking about, that they're Pasl, but you can marry his daughter, well then Atin Nisi Amanasa, then you can marry his widow. Wherever you cannot marry his daughter, then you cannot marry his widow, meaning that means to say the woman that he cohabited with is considered apostle. And the reason of Rabbi Yisrael and Shimon, and exactly what are they saying and what are they arguing about, is going to be explained in the coming daf on the Samach Tesim et al. But now the Gemara goes back to discuss the basic premise which the Tanna Kama of that Braisa opens up with, that a bia pesula, meaning from one of these individuals that are apostle for the Kaal, or even for Kahuna, that they, just by cohabiting with a woman, will make her invalid. For Kahuna, the Gemara asks Menonimili, where do we know this halacha from? And now there's multifaceted regarding this question. First of all, regarding Kahuna, meaning regarding not being able to marry into Kahanim. Then there's the fact that you cannot consume Truma. And then there's also which type of woman it is, regarding a Bas Kayin, and regarding a Levi of Israelis. So now the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Amakra, the pasuk says in Yikra, it says uvas koyin kisi leizar, that if you're going to have a bas koyin, a daughter from a family of kahanim that marries a non koyin, so the pasuk there ends in birkochav bezi of bez, he bistru masakachim leisaychel, she can't eat any more truma. Now on that the Gemara explains what that means is kiven shenivala lepasala pasla, once she cohabits, she gets married to a non koyin, she becomes invalid from truma anymore, she gets Pasl from Kuhuna. So you see this concept about having Bia with someone that's Pasl for Kuhuna invalidates her from Kuhuna. Now that the Gemara asks, how are you interpreting that Pasuk? Haimi Bayile, that you need for what literally the Pasuk is teaching you, the Kamrachman, the Torah is telling you, Bas Koyin de Mintzaba Lazar Loi Seichel. A Bas Koyin that get married to a non Koyin, that non Koyin is not Pasl. He's just a non Koyin. A daughter from a family that has a lot of marry. A Levi or a Yisrael. So where do you see from here that having cohabitation with someone that's pus, like a mamzer or a nasan, that invalidates her forever from Chuma and from Kahuna, when this pasuk is teaching a basic halacha that a daughter of a Kohen who is able to eat by her father's household, when he gets married to a non-Kohen, can eat Chuma, at least for the duration of when she's married to this non-Kohen? And that the Gemara says no, because that can't be what that pasuk is coming to teach. Although that's what sounds like its literal translation is. Because Ahi, that you know from the Pasuk after that. The Pasuk afterwards says that if her husband dies, then she goes back to her father's household as she was in her youth, and that is Melech Mavi Yatoichel, and that she can continue eating from her father's bread, meaning of truma, because he's a kohen. Nafka, that's where we learn out that halacha. In other words, as the Gemara says, the fact that Torah tells you that when she gets widowed, when she gets removed from her husband that's a non-kohen, and she's not married to him anymore, then she goes back to her father's hold and she could go back to eating truma. Mechla, what's the inference? The mikara lo yachla, that originally, when she was married to the non-kohen, that she couldn't eat truma. And therefore that means to say that the pasuk before that is not telling you that halacha, because I know that from the inference of the pasuk afterwards. Must be the pasuk before, and it's actually saying a different halacha. It's saying, uvas kohen kisil ishzar, when she's being together with a foreign man, meaning someone that has a blemish, then she can't eat truma's kachim lo yisaychel, she can't eat truma anymore forever. The Gemara asks, wait a second. Imahi, if we would know the basic halacha that when you're married to a non-kohen, not someone that you're pasul to, that you cannot eat truma for that duration from the second pasuk, like you're trying to say, well then havamina lava bo machla asay. Then I would have thought to say that that prohibition is only a positive commandment, because since it's only being inferred from a positive commandment, which is a positive action, saying when you get widowed, you go back to your father's household. Which, oh, the inference is, oh, but when you're married to that non-kind, then you cannot. Well, that means to say that the extent of that prohibition is going to be a positive commandment. Because since it's in being inferred from a positive commandment, halacha says that that's what its koyach is like an asay. And therefore, maybe kasrachman ha'ilalav, maybe the reason why I said the first pasuk was because that was being framed in a negative prohibition. That is, loy soichel, she's not allowed to eat. And therefore, who said that I'm learning it out only from the second pasuk? Maybe I need the first pasuk to say that it's even a negative prohibition. I think Moshe says, no, lav, to say that it's a negative prohibition, that for the bas kohen, that she's not allowed to eat truma when she's married to a non-kohen, that I know from a few pesukim before that. That's mivachol zar lo yuchel kodesh nafka. The pasuk says that any non-kohen is not allowed to eat truma. Now, the Gemara's assumption right now is that would be a reference to a bas kohen, and the reason is, since she's married to a zar, to a non-kohen, meaning to Yisrael, therefore she's also like part of that family, and she's a zar, and therefore she's also in lo yoichel kodesh. So that I know from a different pasuk, that there's a negative prohibition for the bas kohen when she's married to a non-kohen not to be able to eat truma. So what is the original pasuk we brought down from that says the bas kohen kisila is zar coming to teach us? Obviously it's coming to teach us this halacha then, when she cohabits with a psul, she becomes pasul from kuhuna forever. Now, that the Gemara asks as we continue our Talmud Beis, what do you mean? Hahumi boile legufe. The pasuk you just quoted to say that you're saying, okay, fine, the second pasuk would only teach me a positive commandment. But how do you know a negative prohibition? There it says, oh, we know from a few psukim before that says, v'cholzar lo yechol kodesh. And that the Gemara says, how can you say that's a reference to a bas kohen that gets married to, let's say, a zar, meaning to a non-kohen? You need it for the pasuk itself, meaning, where in the Torah does it say that a non-kohen cannot eat truma? That's the pasuk. However, who says that a woman married, a bas kohen married to a non-kohen, she's not a zara, and therefore maybe we need the pasuk of a bas kohen to teach you that a bas kohen who's married to a non-kohen is going to be asur eating truma, and therefore we're back to the question, we cannot use that as a source for a woman that's nivela l'pasula, that she becomes pasul herself. I think the Gemara answer is no. Trei v'chol zar k'sivi. There's two psukim of cholzar. Don't confuse it. There is, you're right, the pasuk of cholzar lo yechol kodesh in Vayikachav Beis that teaches us that the basic halacha that a non-kohen, a zar, cannot eat truma. But there's another, what we meant, cholzar, in the context of a bas kohen. When it says, b'shaval b'savish, goes back to father's household, melech mavir teichol, it then says, v'cholzar lo yechol boy. Now, we already know the halacha of cholzar lo yechol kodesh from the previous pasuk. So it's from that v'cholzar that we learn out a negative prohibition for a bas kohen that's married to Yisrael, that she's forbidden to eat truma while she's married to her husband. Therefore, the other pasuk that we started off with, a bas kohen, is extra, because we cannot be teaching what the sounds like the literal translation is for, because we covered all our bases. It must be teaching us the halacha of nivela l'pasula, that she becomes pasul truma forever. But the Gemara continues asking. But bakatimi boile, it's not superfluous. In other words, it cannot be used for the drasha you're trying to say, because you still need it for a different halacha. Look at Rabbi Reb Chanina, that in Perakah Aral, he says that it's coming to teach you that an oinen, who is someone, a close relative that died that day, is permitted to eat truma. If he's a kohen, Dami Rabbi Chanina says that pasuk says v'chol zar and any zar that is zaris amarti loch v'loy aninus, and that is to say that what did I tell you is forbidden for the kohen, meaning if he's a non-kohen, but not aninus, and therefore how can you say v'chol zar lo yoichel boy is coming to teach you the halacha of bas kohen hanisus liyisrael, and therefore that's not what the previous pasuk of bas kohen is coming to teach you. Rather, it's coming to teach you nevel apostola. You can't say that because v'chazar is not teaching you the halacha of a woman married to a Yisrael. It's come to teach a different halacha of that it's only zaris. It's only being a non-kohen that's forbidden from eating truma. But if you're a kohen but an oinen, that's not a problem. So the Gemara says no. The Rabbi Yisrael Chanina doesn't contradict that we're learning out both of them because minzar v'chazar nafka. He learns it out from the term v'chol. In other words, this pasuk of v'chol zar lo yoichel boy is teaching, like we said, the prohibition of a bas kohen that's married to Yisrael. Hence, we do have that previous pasuk, the original pasuk, as open to tell us the halacha of nevel apostle. Now, although Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Chanina seems to be learning out a pasuk from this v'chol zar, it's not from the term of v'chol zar lo yoichel boy, it's from the v'chol. That is, as Mefarshim explained, meaning to say that every type of zar would be a problem. Now, the inference tells you that, but every type of non-zar, meaning if he's a kohen, even if he does, quote, seem to have problems, let's say he's an einin, which should generally be a problem, that's not a problem by a kohen, and he's allowed to go ahead and consume the truma. And therefore, it's not a contradiction that we're learning out the halacha of bas kohen to Yisrael from there. But the Gemara still asks, Vakati, but that original pasuk that we tried saying of bas kohen kisiyah, Miboyle, you do need that pasuk for something else. And what that's coming to teach us is for when there's a complete marriage, and to tell you that she goes back to her father's household when her husband dies, the pasuk qualifies and says, Vizera Einlo, if she doesn't have children from this non-kohen husband and he dies, she goes back to her father's household. But what we needed to tell us is that, but she doesn't totally go back to her father's household. She doesn't get from the kodshim, which her father gets from all the karbanis, which is the chaza and the sheik, the thigh and the breast that comes from the karbanis of the karban shlomim, where her other sisters, who are still single, are able to eat from that. As the pasuk says in Mirka Yod, atu uvenecha uvenaisecha, are able to eat. But what we're teaching from ubas kohen, kisiya, when she gets married to a non-kohen, it can't teach us that it's a reference to what we wanted to say of Nivel Apostle, because we needed to tell you that although she goes back to her father's household for Truma, but she doesn't go back for these Kachim. Look at like Linda Brysa. Kishahi Chazeres, when she goes back to her father's household, which the Pasuk says she could, on that the Brysa says Chazeres le Truma. She only goes back for Truma. But Ve'ein Chazeres le Chazav Ashaik, she doesn't go back to eating these parts that her father gets from the Kachim, from the Karbanas. What's the pasuk that tells us this? The Chesiva says in the pasuk, "Uvas koyin kisil yezar." Our pasuk that we want to learn out this other halacha of being nivel apasalam. That pasuk is telling us that when she gets married to a non-koyin, so the pasuk continues and says, "He besumas hakachim lo yisaychel." So she, from the trumas hakachim, cannot eat. Now, what that means is lo yisaychel b'mura min hakadoshim. What the word truma in this context means, although it could sound like truma, the drasha of the Brisa is saying that it's a reference to trumas hakachim, meaning those parts which are elevated, that are taken off from the kachim, which are the parts that is given to the kayin, not the owner, the regular Yisrael that's bringing his carbon shlama, who eats the rest of the carbon. The chaz of a sheik, the breast and the thigh, is given to the kayin. So you see that the Torah is telling us that when she's a ish zar, although ultimately she's going back home, she's never going to be able to eat from Trumas HaKodshim. So therefore the Gemara's question is, how can you say that it's extra? Because what do you need it for? We already know all the other halachas from other psukim. It's not true. We needed to tell this specific halacha that even though she goes back home for Truma, but she's not going back for Trumas HaKodshim, and therefore we don't have a source for Nivel Apostle. So that the Gemara answer is no. Im Kain, as Taisa explains, that if the pasuk was only coming to teach us for truma, as we had assumed, then lichtiv kra, he bekachim leisechel. Then the pasuk should have just written that she, this woman that got, this Bas Kohen that got married to Yisrael, cannot partake from Kachin. In other words, as Taisa explains, the whole parsha there is Toma Truma. So when, although it's saying the word Kachin, that Kodesh would be a reference to Truma. Now, my B'Truma Sakadashim, so what does it add on the word Truma? In other words, the word Kachin already is a reference to Truma. What's the added word B'Truma Sakachin? That the Gemara, by way of explanation, answers is Shamat Minotarti. Obviously, we're learning out two things from this pasuk. That is, also regarding this, what's called Meirim Min HaKadoshim. That is, you're right. The basic understanding of this pasuk is as we open up the Gemara and saying that the source of Nimla L'Pasla is from this Uvas Koyin Kisiyah L'Ishzar, which is to say that we don't need it for the actual halacha of Truma, because that we already covered our basis from other Pesukim. Rather, it's coming to teach you Nivala L'Pasla. Zar in this context would mean someone that's like, someone that has, is one of the psulim. That's actually the term mamzer, as it comes from a mumzar. It's someone that has a psul, he's a mamzer, he's a nosin. Now, however, there's a braisa here that says they're teaching a different halacha of moir min hakadoshim. That's only because of the extra word of trumas. Trumas hakadoshim. What's that word coming to say? If it's talking about just truma, that we know from, because that's the context of psukim, must be, it's going to teach another halacha besides the halacha of Nimla L'Pasla, and that is when a Bas Kohen marries a non-Kohen, although she's going to go back to her father's household. If he dies without any children for her, Zera Einla, but she's not going back totally, she's only going back for Truma, and not for these sacrificial parts of the Karban, it's like Shlamim, of Chaz V'Shoig, that her father has and shares with her sisters, that she's not going to be able to get. So the Gemara says, fine. Ashkechon Kehenes, so we have found a source for a Bas Kohen that if she has cohabitation with a man that's Pasul, or like a Nasan or Mamzer or one of these Ger Amonis, that she's Pasul for Truma. Levivis or Elas Menon. But how do you know the same thing would apply to a lesser type of a woman in the sense of Kedusha? A Bas Kohen who's highly sanctified, as we find that a Bas Kohen has certain, a different type of death in certain cases. But a Bas Levi or Bas Yisraelis, where she had cohabitation with someone that's possible, who said that would invalidate from Truma too, meaning if, let's say, they would get married to a Kohen. So that Gemara says, because Amar Abba Amar Rav, where he says later on the Perek Yesh Mutaris, he says, Bas Ubas, and that's told in a different context, a different halacha. But he says from the fact that the Pasuk there doesn't just say Bas, it says Ubas and the daughter, so therefore he makes a certain drasha. So Achanami Bas Ubas here also, where it says Ubas Koyin. Why does it say and the Bas Koyin? The extra Vav is coming to teach you that it's not just the Bas Koyin itself, but there are other women that Ubas Koyin and also the Bas Koyin, meaning that what? That there's someone else, which are the Bas Levin and the Bas Yisraelis, that they're also included in this Pasig, Ubas Koyin Li'izar, that they become Pasal when they're also Nivala L'Pasla from consuming Truma. So the Gemara's command, so who is that going like? Kribbe Kiva, the Darj Vav, and it sounds like you're going like Kribbe Kiva, who he expounds Vavs as if the word and coming to teach you certain halachas, as he says in Masechta Sanhedrin. The other Gemara answers, now, Phil Tim Rabban, you could say that it would be even going like the Rabbanan, because Kule Uvas Kroy Yisrehu. It's not just the Vav of Ubas, the whole word Ubas is an extra pasuk, is an extra term. And the reason is, as Rashi explains, because before that, the pasuk had said, V'koin Kiikne Nefesh, says that if a Koyin, he's the father, he's the patriarch of the family, all his acquisitions can eat truma, and including that the pasuk says v'lid beisai, and those of his children that are born to his household can also eat, including his daughters. Now the pasuk then afterwards could have just said v'chisi elizar. Now if his daughter goes and marries a non koyin, doesn't say have to say uvas koyin, because we know it's talking about his family members. So the extra uvas comes to tell you that who else are we including? But not only a bas koyin, but even a bas levi and bas yisraelis. So the Gemara says, fine. We covered all the women, Ashkechal and Truma, but we only know the halacha regarding Truma that they're forbidden by having this cohabitation with the Pasul. But Lekohuna, but that they shouldn't be able to marry a Kohen anymore from once that a Pasul cohabits with them, Minallah, and how do you know that component of this halacha? As we open up this discussion by saying that there's a few variables here. There's Bas Kohen versus Bas Lev Bas Yisraelis. Then there's becoming Pasul to Truma. And then there's also an added component of being possible from having marriage with a Kohen. How do you know that, halacha? So on that, the Gemara says, you have to say we really know that component of forbidden into kahuna. Because Atu Leviyev Israelis Loyla Kuhunam Arbina Lahu? In other words, we already included from the extra term Uvas that this halacha of being pasal because of Bia with a pasal is not only for a Bas Kohen, but it's even for Bas Levi and the Israelis. Now, don't you think that means that they're not allowed to marry Kahanim? Because the Ila Truma, because if you thought it was saying that they're not allowed to eat Truma, Benois Mechel Trumanin, were they women that were up until now able to eat Truma? In other words, Abbas Kayin, her father's household, she was able to eat Truma. So we're saying she might be a single girl at 15. She has beer with a puzzle. No more, she can't eat her father's Truma. That makes sense. But we don't know yet that she can't marry Kayin anymore. But if we're saying that Abbas Levi and Abbas Yisraelis cannot, they're also puzzle, what would that mean? They're not eating Truma anyway. It must mean that they can't marry into Kahuna. So what exactly is the question that how do you know that it would apply even to marrying Kuna? To which the Gemara responds, what do you mean? Allah malai. Why not? Because Mishkachas law, the Ka'achla b'shvo b'na, there is a case actually that a Bas Levi and Bas Yisraelis could be eating Truma because of her child, and therefore we had to tell you that if she cohabits with someone that she's possible to, she's going to be Aser. In other words, the case is told about where a Bas Levi and Bas Kohen, a Bas Yisraelis, was married to a Kohen. He died. Now she should not be able to eat Truma anymore. But if she has a child from him, then she could continue eating. Now, so therefore, in such a case where she has beer with a pasal law, the chiddush would be that she cannot continue eating Truma. And nothing to do with marrying a Kohen. She doesn't have to marry a Kohen. It's just because she could continue eating, even in her single state, by the fact that she has a child. And therefore, that maybe that would be the chiddush, that she can't eat Truma. Who said she can't marry a Kohen? So now the Gemara responds, Bishvil Bana, do you think that that would be the case of when you're saying that she can, that she's possible only regards to eating Truma, and we wouldn't know yet that they can't marry into Kahuna? But Kalvo Chaimer, that would be a Kalvo Chaimer that she cannot eat Truma. And if I wouldn't need Uvas to come to include that, and therefore it's obvious that Uvas is coming to say that she's possible to marry into Kahuna. And therefore, what's your question? Because we would say the following Kalvo Chaimer. Uma Kahenes, if we find that a daughter from a family of Kahanim, the Bikdusha de Navshachla, where she was able to eat Kachem, Truma, up until now, based on her own rights, just by the virtue of her own status, because she's a Bas Kohen. And yet, Pasal law, cohabitation with the Pasal invalidates her from continuing to eat Truma. So, Leviya v'Yisraelis, Deloy Achle El Bishvil Bana, the case you're describing, where she doesn't even have her own rights to eating Truma. It's only because of her son that she has a son from her husband that died that allows her to eat continuing truma. Loi Kolshkin, wouldn't that be a Kal V'Chaimer that her beer with apostle where she doesn't have such great rights for sure would invalidate her from eating truma? And if I wouldn't need a Bas to tell you that, that would be a Kal V'Chaimer. And hence, it's obvious that a Bas is teaching us that she's apostle to also marrying into Kuna. And that the Gemara responds, no, that's not a good question. Because actually, V'hiyana senes, the point you're bringing actually supports my opinion. In other words, that would be a reason why you would need a pasuk of Uvas to include her in being pasul for Truma. Because the Kal V'Chaimer that you're learning out that you would say that should be Aser is actually is fueled the other way to say that she would be permitted to eat Truma and not Aser. Because you're right. Kehenes the Kaddish Gufa, a Bas Kohen that has her own physical sanctity. She's a Bas Kohen. So then, pasul law, yes, if some mamzer comes in and cohabits with her, he has defiled her because she's so pure that something like that degrades her and therefore she becomes invalid and she cannot eat truma. But this Bas Levi, Bas Yisraelis, to like Kaddish Gufo, where she doesn't have physical sanctity, cohabiting with a mamzer is not so much of the spiritual disgrace. Then Loi Pasal, actually, then it would not invalidate her because, okay, it's not such a bad thing as it is by a Bas Kohen. And therefore, actually, that would be a Svara, what you're bringing, that you're trying to say that of course she'll be also Truma. Not true. Because actually, that's a Svara to say why she would be able to be continued Truma, because this should not invalidate her. And therefore, maybe Uvas would be teaching us that she's Pasal with Truma. Hence, we're back to the original question, how do we know that these women are not only Pasal with Truma, that they're even Pasal Kahuna? Where do you know that from? So if the Gemara answers, Ella, rather, how we know that the Pasal Kahuna is a Kal V'Chaimer Megrusha. It's a Kal V'Chaimer from a woman that's divorced. That is, Uma Grusha Shemeteres B'Truma, a Bas Kohen, let's say, that was married to a non-Kohen. and she gets divorced from him without any children. So she's allowed to go back to her father's household and eat truma. But asur l'kohuna, a grusha, is not allowed to marry a kohen anymore. So the kavu chaimer is sazu. So these women that had beer with apostle shasur b'truma, where we already learned both from Bas Kohen and Bas Levi Israel that they're forbidden in truma in a din shabsul kohuna, isn't a kavu chaimer that to be pasul for kohuna? Because a grusha that's mutter in truma is pasul for kohuna. These women that they're pasul for truma, most definitely they're pasul for kohuna. Now that the Gemara asks, v'chi mazhir min adin, which that's a klal generally, that where what's called ein mazhir min adin. You cannot create a negative prohibition in the Torah to say that you're even going to get lashes from a kavu chaimer, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Makos, Daf Yud Zayin, and therefore, even if you say it's a kavu chaimer, but how could you learn out a negative prohibition to say that these women are going to be violating a lav if they marry a kohen? So the Gemara says, it's not really a kavu chaimer, because you're right, you cannot create a negative prohibition from a kavu chaimer. It's what's called gilu milsa ba'amhu. It's just revealing the facts. And that is, we're not really learning out a negative prohibition of kohuna from halacha of truma through the medium of a grusha. It's just automatic. And that is what we're learning from grusha is that if a woman becomes pasul to truma, which these women that are nivel pasula are, as we learned out from Abbas Kayin, so then they automatically obviously become pasul to kahuna. Because what that means is that truma is the sanctity of kahuna. And that is, if you're pasul to truma, you must be pasul to kahuna. And that we see from Gerusha, where if she's pasul for kahuna and she's kosher for truma, well, most definitely, if you're pasul for truma, you're pasul for kahuna. But it's what comes out is just a logic, and not so much as a kavu chaimer halacha, which is if you're pasul for truma, you're definitely pasul for kahuna. And that's where we know that if there's a lav in the Torah from them eating truma, there must be included in that a lav from them marrying kahuna. But now the Gemara asks, so fine, we have sources for both Bas Kohen and Bas Levi Yisrael, not only being possible for Truma, but even being possible for marrying into Kahuna, again, if they have cohabitation with one of these Psulim that we spoke about, Chalal, Nasan, the Mamzer. But the Gemara asked, but Ve'ema, maybe say that this Nivola L'Apostola, which we learned out from this Pasig of Bas Kohen Kisili Ish Zar, which, again, although literally it sounds like it's telling us one halacha, that we said we know from other sources, must be teaching us that who's the Zar is one of these invalid people. Maybe say that that's talking about Chiyuv HaKrisis, only if it's someone that who she's cohabiting with is a prohibition with the penalty of Karis. And for example, if her brother cohabits with her, if there's incest, then we'll say she becomes possible from eating truma from her father's household. But if it's just a negative prohibition, there maybe you would say that since it's definitely lower down, because negative prohibition, this condition would be typhus, it would be a valid halachic marriage, maybe there, that type of a union of cohabitation would not invalidate her from, let's say, her father's truma. So, for example, a kuti, a nosan, a mamzer, that we said in the Mishnah that they invalidate her from eating truma, where do we know that from? Maybe it's only someone so zar, like Achim B'Krisis. And that the Gemara says, no. Because kisiyah amrachmana. The Torah says, kisiyah lezar. Now, the term siya always connotes havaya, which means hanach de isbu havaya, that we're talking about women, that this relationship with this man, there is kedushin that can be typhus. And that is, although, as we explained this pasuk, that kisiyah means being together, meaning be or cohabitation, but the terminology, the vernacular that we're using is havaya, which again, havaya always connotes kedushin, which it sounds like it's saying that there is a valid halachic marriage between these men and these women. And in spite of that, the pasuk is saying that it's going to be posseling them and validating them from kuhuna and from truma. And chiyuv HaKrisis lav b'nei havaya. But however, those men that there would be a penalty of karis, they're not b'nei havaya, and therefore that's not what the pasuk's talking about. It's talking about just about chiyuv lavin, and that's how we know that applied even to all these cases of, let's say, a nasin and a mamzer and a kuti. Now the Gemara asks, ihachi, well, if that's the case, then I'm reversing the question. Maybe say the pasuk's only talking about those that kedushin would be typhus. And therefore, so if a non-Jew or a slave cohabits with a Jewish woman, then maybe I should say that they will not invalidate them from Truma and from Kahuna. And as Rashi says, truthfully, we could have said the same question regarding Chiva Krisis. They also should not invalidate, because they're also not Teifus Kedushin. It's just because that we had been speaking about previously on the previous stuff, where we said that there's a case of Kuti, which is Eved Kechavim, and the Mishnah later on, we learned that the Eved would invalidate because of his cohabitation. That's why we picked the case of Eved and Eved Kechavim. That is, as Rashi brings, that the Gemara's question is regarding Eved and Eved Kechavim and also Chiva Krisis, that they're not Tevis Kedushin. A non-Jew, we know that there's no Tevis Kedushin from a pasuk in Bereish Chavbeis that says to Eliezer that it was said Im HaChamor, which means that it's an Am HaDoim LeChamor, that non-Jews are compared like donkeys, meaning they can't have a valid halachic marriage. And non-Jews also don't have Tevis Kedushin, as the Gemara Sanhedrin says, Dafnun Bezim HaBeis, where it says Eishes Re'ehu, which we exclude the Eishes Akum, and that is that there is no halachic marriage regarding a non-Jew. But be that as it may, basically the Gemara's question is, so then to the contrary, if you use the terminology kisiyah, maybe those that there's no Tevis Kedushin, if they have beer with this Jewish woman, should not invalidate her. That the Gemara says, you're right, that we don't know from this pasuk, but hanach pasim de bishmol, these individuals, the Chiva Krisis and the Eved and the Kechavim, that there's no Tevis Kedushin, we know from the drash of Rabbi Shmuel. The Amar B'yechim Shem Rabbi Shmuel, he said, this question he addresses. He says, "Shenem like it says a pasuk in VeYikra. It says in VeYikra Chav Beis Yud Gimel. It says Uvas Koyin, a daughter of a Koyin Kisiya Almana Begrusha Begrem. If she's going to be widowed or divorced, so then the pasuk there continues and VeZera Ein La, and she doesn't have any children from that other relationship. Then VeShava Beis Avia Kinereha. Then she can go back to her father's household as she was in her youth." She could go back eating from her father's truma bread. Now on that, the Gemara continues in top Samach Tesamet Aleph, Bishmol Darshans, Misha Yeshli Almanus Vigershin, but what you see from the context of that pasuk is a husband that there is halachic widowhood or divorce in that. Yatsu Ebikachav, Ve'evit She'ein Loy Almanus Vigershin, that excludes a slave and an idol worshiper, a non-Jew, that there's no widowhood, there's no divorcing because they were never halachically married. And therefore the whole halacha of what we're saying that allows her to go back and eat truma from her father's household would not apply to there. And that is if she does get married to them, in other words, that she cohabited with them, they will invalidate her. And there, from there we see this halacha of that actually they do pasul chiva krisis or chav me'evid, those that cannot create a woman alamana, meaning there is no kedushin typhus, that she can never go back home because she does become pasul. And that the Gemara asks, so ashkechan kahanas. What we only see from that drasha is a bas kayin, that an eved, an eved kechavim, goes ahead and invalidates her. But Levi of Yisrael is menolon, how do you know that same halacha would apply to a bas leib and a bas Yisrael? That the Gemara says, could Amar Baba Marav, as we quoted before, that he says bas ubas, he makes the drasha from an extra vav. Achanami bas ubas, here in this pasuk, it also used the term uvas koyin, where we already used this pasuk, where we spoke about the same type of idea, where it says a pasuk before and the same term uvas koyin. So here also, the next pasuk also starts with the vas koyin. So again, uvas, the vav, tells us that it would apply even to bas lev bas Yisrael. So again, as we had asked regarding that previous pasuk's drasha, where we said it in the context of those that kedushin is taifis, so come on, who's that going like Rebbe Akiva de Darj Vavi? Nothing more says, no, Valtim Rabbanan, Kirdim going like the Rabbanan, because Kulu Vas Kro Yisrehu, the whole Uvas is extra. And that's because the previous Pasuk, which was the primary Pasuk we were discussing regarding those that are Pasuk, let's say Nos and the Mamzer, where we already said Uvas Koin. So the next Pasuk could have just gone on and said, V'chisi Alman of Gushan, when she's going to be widowed or divorced, that she goes back to her father's household. Why does it say uvas kayin? So the whole word is extra, even according to the Rabbanan, that would be teaching us that applies even to Bas Yisrael and to Bas Levi. Now that the Gemara asks as follows. How do you know to make the drasha of Rabbi Shmuel the way he's darshaning it? Ve'ema, maybe say it's actually the other way around. Say, Misha yesh le'amonis ve'geirshin ba. Maybe say only the type of man where what the previous pasuk had been speaking about. Someone that there is Kedushin Typhus, that you could be widowed from, you could be divorced from, then, as the Pasuk continues to say, Ki lesli zera ka'achla, when she doesn't have children from him, then she could go back to her father's household and eat Truma. But the main point is, but ki is le zera lo yachla. But as the pasuk says, if she has children from this non-kohen, then she's stuck with him because she had children from him. Then she can't go back as she was when she was single to eating from her father's truma. But maybe say the diuk is the other way. Say, but mi she ain le amanz of a gerushin ba. But say regarding an eved, ibe kachav mechiba krisis, that there's no widowhood or divorce because there was never a valid marriage in the first place. Kedushin is not taivus. Say that afagav de isla zera namitecha. Maybe say that even if there's children from that union, because they thought they were married, at least in sin, that even then she could go back home and eat truma, because it's like copulating with an animal. There was no marriage over here, and therefore maybe say that she could go back home. How do you know a source from here that nivela l'pasula for those that kedushin is not toifis, like chibakrisis and evan and evkachavim, is learned from here, because it's only someone that has amon or gerish, and that's what the pasuk is talking about. But if not, not. But maybe what's the not, not? Maybe not on the fact that she can't go back home. No, to the contrary, that she could even go back home even if she has children from him. Because what was this? This wasn't a relationship. Nothing really happened. Nothing more says no. Because im kain, it's like you're trying to say that the pasuk would be saying a leniency for the eved and the evdu kachavim and the chiva krisis, and to say that having children from that union would not invalidate her, as it does from a kedushin taifsin type of relationship, well then, ribuye levi v'israelis lamali. Then why do I need, as we just illustrated, a ribuy for the same halacha applying for a bas levi and a bas yisrael? We said the term uvas is seeming superfluous. Now, so we said that's including a bas levi and bas yisrael. But if you're saying now regarding a bas kain, that by having children from an Eved or an Eved Kechavim would not invalidate her and she could go back home, well then, a Bas Levi and Bas Yisraelis, most definitely, having a child from these relationships would also not invalidate her from Kahuna and from Truma. So what would I be needing to include if someone that's even more susceptible to Psul, a Bas Kain, you're telling me that the idea of the Pasuk is telling her a leniency, that she doesn't become Psul, and she could go back home, well then most definitely that wouldn't apply to Bas Levi and Bas Yisraelis. And from the fact that we are including them from Avas, obviously it's coming to tell us a stringency that not only would a Bas Kohen be Pasul, so too Bas Levi and Bas Yisrael. And again, what context is that? That says Rabbi Shmuel is coming to Darshan, which is what we had asked to teach us that regarding those that Kedushin is not Toifis, which we don't know from the previous Pasuk, which was our primary Pasuk all along on Daf Samaches, because that says kisia, those that there's no kedushin types in like Eved and Eved Kechavim and Chiva Krisis, that we know because it's only someone that has amonus v'gerushin can go back home, meaning because she wasn't invalidated, she didn't become pasul from this cohabitation with this individual. But if someone that is no kedushin types in, that type of relationship would be a relationship that would create in her a psul forever, like an Eved and Eved Kechavim, and therefore she cannot go back to her father's household, and that's what we learn now from this pasuk, and therefore that would include not only Bas Kohen, but even the Bas Levi and Bas Yisrael.